We never really actually learned it inside. So the Yehuda Amar Afilu Anisha B'Yisrael, that's a reference to the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai. The Mishnah says on that, Mem Vav Mem Beis, Afilu Anisha B'Yisrael, O Yitz Mishnei Chalilin Lu Mekones. What does it mean? When you bury a man has to bury his wife, even no matter how poor they are, you have to have two flutes. Well, that's what they used to use in those days, flutes, which they would, I guess, in a dirge, to play it during the funeral. Umakonen is a professional wailer who would make people cry at the hesped. That's the after hire, that's the minimum. Says the Gemara like this, Michlal, the Tanakama Sover Hani Lo. What does that mean? Tanakama doesn't have this, doesn't hold that way. Says the Gemara like this. Hechidan. Idi Urcha, Rashi, the Urcha, the first narrow line. Derech Benos Mishpach, the Bekach. Okay. My time of the Tanakam. Damalot Zorach. What do you mean? Less than her family is used to. Vilav Urcha. It's not her family's custom. My time of the Rabbi Yudah. Urcha, Benos Mishpach, the Olsen Kane. On a simple level, his family had it, used to do it, and her family not. When they're both alive, it's still matters. And therefore, it's not necessary. If you don't, Savar, Afili Achamisa, we pass the Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi, Oli Mo Beni Aredes, Imo Mibulas Bal Nachulam Mibili Lasa Shobal, Lever Shobal. Hani Mila Mechayim, Kagon Hu Omer Lahanik Espanabi Omer Shlalhanik. Derek Nos Mishpachlanik, the Benayim Lo Derek Mishpachto, etc. As we spoke about, the general Mizonas will be the higher of the two, but now that she's never no longer alive, so according to Tanakama, there's no din of Ola Beni Aredes anymore. So Tosis says, the Urche, take a look at Tosis, please. The Urche di Dev la Urche di Da. Pirish Bekuntris. The Urche bebnos mishpachta. Avledech bebnos mishpachta. Bekoshem. Da mai nokat shnei chalilin mekonenes. Achas. Havel leminkat. Lo yivchos lo midar ko. What an obvious question. They picked a particular example, which they think is one family's minig. Ma pito, who said? Omer Benetan. The Urche Didei Hainu Afinu La'onish of Yisrael Ein Poshim Mishnei Chalilin U'Mekonenes. That's a man. Now, this doesn't sound really correct. Avol L'Kevos Yesha Poshim. For a female of those who did less, the Komrab Yehuda L'Yivchos Mishnei Chalilin Afal Gav De'im Lo Nisis. If she was single. Shem Ayu Poshim Lo, because she's a female. Okay, but the niece says, lo yivchas lo. Kemo, Shane Pope's in love, he happens to be a male. We are Lashem Tochuk, to come and go to Urche, the day, Mashma, the Ika, the Lav, Urche, Bahachi. It's not just male versus female. It's a family dependent. So therefore, Tosis is supposed to suggest the chat, they are the first to concede that the Lashem is a little bit of a docha. Okay, fine. This is the Yisov. It's interesting, Rabbi Ozai, the Ritzva talks about this a little bit. Again, the question of what's the nature of the din of Ol Imo of Eni Oredes Imo. Take a look over here on this daf. See what it says. We had spoken a number of times about the nature of the din of Ol Imo Veni Oredes Imo. Is it a din? Is it a monetary din? Is it an ishastika din? So there's a discussion over here about whether it should apply, it should not apply in this particular case. So let's first find the right place. For those who just walked in, there's some more marmakoma from the table. I have over here in this Sefer Mishnah Saksuba a discussion of this very important issue. I'll read you some of his words. Mm. Okay. This is a question of when do you apply these halachas. It's entitled Din Kvura Sa'isha. The whole chapter. Din Kvura Sa'isha. He wants to know what the machlokas on the common Rabbi Yehuda, what are they fighting about? To make the following suggestion, I'll read it to you. There were two chiyuvim, din mamon and din ishus. Now, giving her food, not mamon, din ishus. A husband's supposed to lead a cooperative life with his wife. She should be eating at his table. And so it's only appropriate to give the higher of the two standards of living, his or hers. But, he says, ishus only applies when they're both alive. When it's a current marriage, he's married to her, she's married to him, then we can speak about olimo from the perspective of ishus, an enhanced ishus. Once she passes away, shekfa bat lo ha-ishus, all you're left with is a din mamon. And therefore, perhaps, there's no need to give her more than the minig of her family, and there's no need for him to expend on her funeral the standard of his own family. Because the additional enhancement of Ole Imo is a din in Ishus. Nebuchadnezzar, his wife died, is no more Ishus. Yudas is not, since Kvura is included in Din Eksuba, all the laws of Ishus apply just as when she was alive. And therefore, it's critical that she's Olimo even after her passing. And then he quotes this Ritva. Ritva is Tosis Kasha. Kasha is.
Ishus that are post-mortem also, you have, for example, if one gets remarried, they can't visit the grave. That's a minute, right?
That is an interesting question. There is an interesting question. If a particular individual loses a spouse and remarries, so the poskim say, we're very concerned about the shalom bias of the second marriage. And for that reason, it's inappropriate. I don't use the word also, maybe a little bit too strong, but inappropriate for the individual who now remarried to be overly involved in the previous spouse. So there is a well-established custom that even if a person loses a spouse, so on his or her yard side, they will have certain commemorations, whatever they may happen to be. But once there's a remarriage, the spouse who now remarries ceases participation or her participation in such commemorations. I think that's correct. That's happened in our house. So my mother was nifta, so the first yard sale we had family got together, and my father was by himself, of course, was a full participant. Subsequently, he remarried, and we told him, whatever the children do on the yard sale, that's for us to do, but you really should. You have to be married, and it could be chalila hurtful to the spouse. What is his history? So obviously, every two cases are different.
Has nothing to do with the neshamas.
Neshamas. I don't know much about the neshamas. I'm more of a psychologist over here. If you want the new marriage to be stronger, you want to. We're not going to erase history. We don't erase history. It wouldn't be appropriate. The big picture of the first wife or the first husband hanging in the living room when there's now a second wife or husband. This doesn't make sense. So we can't forget. We don't erase history. But at the same time, we have to be sensitive to the second marriage. So that,
if the second spouse dies.
Second spouse passes. So now the person has lost already two spouses.
Okay. Could he or she go back to the first one's kever and
they get what they want. First kever, second kever. They can go to all the kvarim they want.
It's that's only psychological.
That's my view. But I don't know only as if it's a small thing. I think it's a big thing. I do not believe it's a purely halachic idea. So the Ritva is bothered with the same question again that we saw in Tosis. Why did they... Yeah, so it's this kasha. What are you saying? Shnei chalilim v'koneres. It all depends on mishpachta. V'yesh lomar, v'sover abiyuda. V'kol kayotiv v'zeh, daya, watch this now. It's enough for her. Shetale imo li'acha miso, shelo livchos lo mishnei chalilim u'mekoneres. That's how much you should go up. Nachanisa. Kevin should be nos mishpachta enos and Cain. What if he comes from a super wealthy family and they have three chalilin and three mekonenos? So if you went with the Oli Imosh, that's what she should be getting. No, we do not go that far. So writes the Ritva to answer this. What's the lumdus over here? What's the lumdus, Rabbi Osai? What's the lumdus? Kevin shemesa batel yachas isha shebeinem. But it is said, since Bedera Klal and Pochs and Akilon should be strong, Bethlehem and Makonenes, Kobu Chachomim, Shenabar Rashor Lifchos La Mishir Zeh, Gam im Bene Mishpachto and Murgolim and Makonenos Klal. That's an interesting point. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? You can't compare Kabura to Mizonos. Mizonos have to give Kvikfodo Mamodo, no matter how high that happens to be. But Kavura, no, only should be Israel. So everyone agrees that Chiyuv Aisha Ksuba Betelim B'Misasa. Rabbi Yehuda says the Chiyuv Mamad of the Ksuba is Mechayevim to do at least only should be Israel, even though her family is not used to it. And the Chachamim say that is not necessary. This is all pshat of the Ritva. Halacha L'maisa. We don't pass like this Ritva, Rabbi Osai. How do I know? Take a look at Shulchan Aruch. We all have a Shulchan Aruch, don't we? Hilchos Kvura. There's one extra Shulchan Aruch again over here. Hilchos Kvura is found in Simon Pei Tes. Take a look to what it says there. According to the Ritva, what should it say? Not more than Shnei Chalilim U'Mekonenes. That's not what you're going to find there. Simon Pei Tes if Aleph. Chayav the Kovra, the top of the Chol Sochei Kibur Rasa. Klaus the Evan, the Matseva. Chayav Laslam Mispein Vakinim, Kidera Kol HaMedina. Im Dark on the Hasid the Chalila in the Yivchas Mishte Chalila in the Mekonen as Afilo Ein Shev Yisrael. Vim Hoya Oshir HaKol Lefi Chavodo. This is not the Ritva. The Ritva says no. You're not required to go that high. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shonah according to Rambam Paskins. Against the Ritva, we don't pass. It's an interesting Ritva, but we don't pass like him. We don't pass like him. For this reason, Paskins over here, the Sefer Mishnah Zaksuba, apparently, as I was unaware, in Eretz Yisrael, Bituach Leumi, which is I guess the social net you'd call, provides a free grave for every member of every citizen of the state of Israel. Free grave. So the husband will say, okay. Free grave, Baruch Hashem. Free grave, so I'm not going to go broke when my nevuch lost his wife. But wait a minute. That free grave is in a part of the world where no one ever goes. It's not what's called the Kevin Mechubad. He doesn't pay for it on Har Hazeis. This far, he doesn't have Mechubad to go. Of course, who knows how much it cost over there. But it has to be a Kevin Mechubad. This is what it says over here, La Halacha L'Maisim. That's actually, it's a correct psak. It's a correct psak. Kein Nira. Same with the Matseva. According to the minig of the midi. Fine. Now Rabbi Osai, not everybody would say yesterday, when it has a little bit what we spoke about yesterday, but from coming from a slightly different angle. And Rabbi Osai, since not everybody has the first part of the Shulchan Aruch here, we'll show it on the screen. Those who have the full of it, Ebenezer will open up the sefer. Those who have only the what we call Ilchos Ksubis, I'm telling you now, the net, this, you notice that this Ma'am Mekomah sheet, there's quite a few Makoros, what's called Hilchos Kiddushin. Hilchos Kiddushin ends in Siman Samachet, technically speaking. Even though the last 15 or so Simanim are much to do with what we would call Hilchos Ksubis, but technically speaking, it's still called Hilchos Kiddushin until you get to Sanu Vav. So from noon and on, there'll be a lot of discussions over the rest of the year, but it's in a different volume. So since not everyone has that volume, we'll show it on the screen. Okay? to each. I believe we were on the same exact place yesterday, but good to review. Oh, in the wrong place. It's Kiddush. See, I got the wrong one. Kiddush. Most I went Siman Nun Hey, Hillel's Kiddushin, and see what it says and see how it's going to relate to what we spoke about a little bit yesterday as well. Sif Hey. Arusa Shemesa. She passed away. They never got to the full marriage. You know what Arusa means. Gave her a ring. In those days, it was 12 months, typically, from the time they put the ring on a finger, the time that they moved it together between Arusa and Nisuin. She passed away during those 12 months. So, not the time of the Zakon. That's a Mefurisha Din. Mefurisha Din in Shas. The three, we'll get to this later. The three things which change at the stage of the Nisuin. What are they? Right over here. Mitamila, Yorusha. That's the third thing. The second thing. And the third, not found over here, is Afaras Nidarel. These all go together. It's Yafan Zerachas. The Nisuin, Yorusha, Mitamila, Mefer Nidarel. Erisin. None of those three apply. Fine. Then it's as follows. Okay? So what happens? Ela Avia Yarsha, the Avia Kovra. Then it's an amazing thing. Huadin im Nisa, they was Nisuin, but Makam Shalo Zachu bin Nadunya. Kidarachin is Bar Sov Simon and Gimel. Sov Simon and Gimel is a Takana Shum. That means the first year after the full marriage on Nisuin. If there's a debt, the money goes back. The dunya goes back, which Rabbeinu Tam's takana, quoted in that Tosfos Mem Zayin on the base. That's a very important. So there are more. Okay, fine. So the question, because we raised this a little bit yesterday, I'll show it to you again. This again in your regular Siman Pei test. That's what we just opened before. Siman Pei test. We read the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei test of Aleph. There, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam against the ritual. That Ola Imo, when it comes to a burial, is to the full extent. Now that the Ritva said only emo to the extent of Shnei Kachalilim u'mekonenes. Okay, that's what I showed you already in Siman Pei Tes. But now let's take a look over here in the Beis Shmuel, which we haven't seen yet today. Sivkot Aleph. Kvura tiknu chazal tachas nedunya lo tachas haksubuk. Very important, very, very, very important. The Gemara's expression was, if you recall, kvurasa tachas ksubasa. That's the Mefurisha Gemara, right over here. We're on the same page. We opened them Chesam and Aleph. Fortunately for us, on Mem Zayin and Beis, without even turning a page, what does it say there? Kvurasa Taras Ksubasa. Where the word Ksubasa means at the Beis Shmuel, don't take it mean literally Ksubasa 100 to 200 Zuz. No, it means the Dunya. What's its proof? The Arusa Lesla Kvura. That's the Gemara we saw yesterday in Ksubas, the first part in the Ma'amah comes. Nun Gimel and Aleph. There's no obligation to bury the Arusa, as it's found in the Beferish in Siman Nun Hey, we just saw it on the screen. And nonetheless, Rabosai, even though there's no obligation of Kavura, there's still a Ksuba. Can't constantly toss him Zion and Banks. Okay, very good. Then he goes on and says, Velo Tachas Nifse Malub. And we say that the obligation of Kavura is not connected to Ksuba, 100 to 200. Nor is it connected Nifse Malug, but rather it's connected what? It's connected Nifse Tzon Barzel. Let's review again what these two things mean. Nifse Malug, the word Malug means to pluck. It means to pluck, it means the possessions belong to the wife, and the husband is plucking, clipping coupons. He's plucking dividends. The pay risks go to him as long as they are married. Everyone following me? But they certainly belong to her. What's the proof it belongs to her? What happens if the value goes up during the 20 years of marriage? It's her gain. If it goes down, it's her loss. Nichsei Tzon Barzel, which I've written in the Ksuba, what does that mean? Certain possessions are brought in by the wife into the marriage, and the husband promises, if the marriage will terminate, he'll give her back $1,000, flat fee, corresponds to this property. And what happens if it goes up? It's his gain. If it goes down, it's his loss. So that's a whole different story, okay? That's called Nichsei Tzon Barzel. She's guaranteed a flat amount, $1,000. those of us who play the market realize that that's not such a good thing to be locked into $1,000. Much more if you click.
Ironclad. It's an ironclad obligation.
Ironclad obligation, but it means it can't go up.
No.
You invest in the stock market, everything is going up.
It's really
real estate is going up. Everything's going up. It's not going up. So whatever it is, but you want to have a little bit of both. Like we said, it's fixed and variable. When some of your possessions you want to have in the bank, that's the equivalent of its own barza, right? Because you're going to get it back no matter what. FDIC insured. And the other one, you play the market. You want to get that's a little positive. Depending on whoever's put in, you know, they can decide. The woman presumably decides at the time of the marriage what's going to be malug, what's going to be tzomparza. Yes? Tzomparza
can't be pegged to an index?
No. It's a flat.
If it's befeirish, that would be written.
It's flat, flat amount. That's a typical tzomparza in the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi Osai? And what's the pshat over here? What's the pshat, Rabbi Osai? Take a look at the Chagos B'chogek over here. Sif, cotton, dalit, simit peitex. What does it say? The Ramchava says, Yorshek subasa chayavim b'tfurasa. Biloshin zamashma, im hi aniya ve'ein lo klum lahorish, ein chayavim b'tfurasa. Rakhid Beres menat stakam. However, we don't assume that way. Look at the end of the Apsid Kotten, Maril. Mi shepozul achnisa aruma. Mi lo chaya bekvurasa. Ela lo plug rabbanu mitakanto. Lo plug. Even if she doesn't mean 1 red cent, still the obligation of burial is upon the husband. Why? Because he's the one who gets the nichsei tzon barzel, even if in this particular case there are no nichsei tzon barzel. So wait a minute. So we're back to Siman Nun Hey. What does it say? The husband doesn't get the dun. You know why? It goes back to the father. Rabbeinu Shalom. What if it would have been zero from the beginning? Had it been zero from the beginning, what would we say? He has the barrier anyway. Lo plug, you saw. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam says whatever exists the first year goes back. All of a sudden, the Ramosis says that there's no need for the husband to bury her. Let the father bury her, and then pay the expenses. That's a chpil eployim. Therefore, Abosai, therefore the Chazon Ish, as we mentioned it yesterday, has a new pshat in this Ramah. But it's over here, via Yosha, via Kova, don't take it literally. The chiyuv to bury belongs to the husband. That's not changing. All it means is, when he gives the nedunya back to the father, he takes the burial expenses out of that give back. That's what it means. Right? And we saw yesterday, this answer stira in the Beis Shmuel. Otherwise, the stira in Beis Shmuel from one place to another. This Chazon Ish is the answer to this difficult question. It's very important to keep that in mind. Okay? Fine. I want to repeat yesterday's shiur, but that's what we spoke about at greater length. Fine. Let's not turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to another amazing statement. We keep talking about Tiknu. Tiknu means the Rabbanan, right? It's the Rabbanan over here. Yeah, it's the Rabbanan. Well, not so fast. Is it really true that the entire obligation of a husband to bury his wife is mid rabbanon? Is that really so? Not so simple. That's really so. The Hafla writes as follows: Al Gemara Daf Nun Gimel. That was the first Maramakum. Take a look at our both sides. We should see the Gemara because we're going to have to come back to it anyway. Let's open to the Gemara Nun Gimel. First line to the new Maramak. Not an opening line. Again, there's a slight error. It says Yosef Reish Mem. It's supposed to be Reish Nun. It's the second wide line. Yosef Rav Nachman Ve'ula Vavimi Rav Papi Yosef Rav Chia Bar Ami Gabayim Osa Hu Gavah Deshchiva Arusasa. Rebbe poor man, he was married to this lady. Before they had a chance to really finish the marriage, and she'd move in with him, she never passed away. Amri le zil kvar, bury her, or ohav lo ksubasa, or give her the ksuba. What ksuba? Rashi. Ohav lo ksuba, second line. The tinku kvarasa takas ksubasa, the saba le meimar, takas mona masayin, she tiknu lo chachamim. Can you imagine? You're going to pay a mona masayim in a case where she predeceased him. Not what we always thought. That's the Gemara seems to be suggesting. At this point, Amalu Rav Chia Tanina, what are you talking about? Ishto Arusa, lo onen lo, v'lo mitamila, v'chein hi, lo onenes, v'lo mitamila, mesa, eina yarsha, mes hu, gova ksubasa. Tama de mes hu, ha mesa hi, ein lo ksuba. My time, Amra Bahush Hoshia Shane Koribal Shinasi Yaka, Titli Ma Shekos of Lachi. Now the question becomes, what's this Gemara talking about? Rashi. Rashi is important. Laona, La Matame, Kohenu, the Lav She'ero is very, very important, Rashi. In order to Matame, Kiyam the She'ero, right? That's the beginning of Parshas Emma. She'ero has an impression, implication of She'er Basar, they're together after the Nisuin, as opposed to Eretz, which is a legalistic relationship, very, very severe, which is Mizanish, is Chayav Misa, maybe even Skilin, Narmarasa, but they're not together yet. It's not called She'ero, not She'er Basar. And She'ero is a prerequisite for Tumah. Okay? Fine. And similarly, love me Tamolo, she's not obligated to be Tame to him. Okay? Lav She'ero him. Okay, she can, of course. Ena Yorsha, the dunya's base of here. Lo tikin Yerusha Zabal, acha tikonis the chuppah, o she timosel the shluchim. Oh, mosel the shluchim. We haven't really learned about it. We've only made reference to it. That's later on in the Maram Akomus. Whole sugya daf memches, a complicated sugya, which is on this very Maram Akomus. Sheep will get to it, believe that in due time. Nesu bechayel, gova ksubasa, mona masayim, it's all sefas and kosovla. Ain lo ksuba, din ksuba. There's no din of ksuba. Ukfurasa takas ksubasa the tanya liel, binesua tanya, betakas nedunya space of via shu yorsha. Abalocha came in the chimesa, ain o yorsha, a fool on the sky of la kovra. So before nisuin, neither applies. There's no Yerusha of the Nedunya, and there's no obligation of Kvura. My time as a Rashi, if she dies before him, there's no Ksuba. Why don't we say Tikova Mishulman and Messiah Mishul Yoresh? He's not Yoresh. Yoresh means it's coming to her, and then she will bequeath it to him. If she predeceased him, it would never come to her in the first place. Rashi, Kachi Kosim Shtar Ksuba.
You can't say, as we spoke about this a long time ago, this is the Gemara over here, Rabosai, Adaf, Nun Gimel, Omer Al. Okay? Comes the floor. Watch this. Lechora Mashma, with the Omer, at the beginning of the Sukkah, Ohav lo ksubasa, Dabrei Rabbi Yado, Lomar, Shana Rotza Lirash, Vena Kovra. That's Pashat Shana Gemara, right? At least at the initial stage of the Gemara. We're giving him a choice. We give the man a choice, right? We give him two choices. What do you do? If you want to inherit, you better give the Ksuba. You want to give the Ksuba. If you don't want to, again, two choices. He has a choice to say, I don't want to inherit her. I'm not going to bury her. My choice. I want to inherit her after barrier. That's the Mechurish Gemara. Correct? Mechora hatam is there. Yamina liyel kfurasa takas ksubasa. Memzayim at base. Mashra ksubasa ikar. Right? Kfurasa takas ksubasa. That means ksubasa ikar. Take a look at the Gemara. Nun Chesed and Beis. Take a look. We've been here. We spent a lot of time in Nun Chesed and Beis. Let's refresh our memories. What did it say over here? Look. Meisve. Tiknu Mizonas Tachas Masiyo Deho. Changed it. Ema Tiknu Masiyo Deho Tachas Mizonas. So whatever is mentioned second is the Ika. Is the Ika, right? Is the Ika. What does it say over here? What does it say? Kfurata Tachas Ksubasa. Ksubasa is Ika. When Ksubasa is Ika, Ksubasa means he is numero uno, that he is Yashnik of Ksuba, and therefore he can say thanks but no thanks. The same as we say when it comes Mizona is Ika, we pass it. And she can say any Zona Tveniosa. Here where his Yerusha is on the Dunya's Ikar, he'll say, thanks but no thanks. I won't yash you on the Dunya and I won't bury you. Bury her. My third person. Okay? Everyone with me so far?
Doesn't Rabbeinu Tam Stefana though undermine this whole thought process?
That's only the first year. It's because he's married 50 years.
Here was Yerushan. It's even earlier. It's almost like a Vatican.
This is all in a Havamina, because well, as we shall see, I would say it's totally changed. Neither Chiyuv exists. There's no Dunya, there's no Karur, there's not. In Cain suggests Hafla, Kanafiyah Maskana, Nafkamina, Benesua, Sheyachal Omar, Eini Yoresh Adunya, Veini Kober, who negadas a poskimine as a simon peites, as the Beishmuel says in Chumas Maril. He wants to know all the poskim were against the Gemara. Of course, he'll say, one's Arison, and it's not really true, and one's Nisu, and it's really true. Yeah, but we don't find a distinction on what basis. Look what he says. Efshel l'chalek. I wrote back in Memzai, we'll get to that earlier. Ika kfurasa hu medoraisa. Dichtiv lo yitama mitzvah. Lo yitama is a mitzvah. Let's read it at the beginning of Parshas Emor. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, which includes within it the mitzvah of kavura, the mitzvah of avelus. The d'oraisa going to the Rama based on lo yitama b'pshuto. The ikar takana taras tzubasahu sheikberena lefichvodo uchvodo. Rabosin is reminiscent of another aflaw that we had. That aflaw said the mizonos is d'oraisa, only the minimum. But ola and kvodo, that's the rabbonim. It's exactly like Kvur, same thing. The chiyuv to bury her is the oraisa, lo yitama. But the chiyuv to give her more respectable, according to the two families, that's for the rabban. V'yim kein, gam lefi ha-maskona. No, where is that? What's the place? V'yim kein neshlomar, the hocha barusa, the mefurish v'braisa, the ena metamila. Af lo yoda ledayek me'abraisa, ho meso hi, Ain lo ksuba. Who didn't realize that yet? Mikomako came on the ain lo ikim idoraisa. Go back because tuma and gura. Right, lo yitama means be metamic to her, be mis abel aleha, and of course the burial, because the burial is when tuma comes upon an individual. Look what he's saying. Came on the ikim idoraisa when it comes to an arusa, and we said a takana letova so. The entire takon is for his benefit, right? Because the ikar is ksubasa. So therefore what? Yocholomar eini yorish eini kover. Mash engim in the suar abosai. The ikara midoraisa. Ikara midoraisa abosai. Very good. So therefore the distinction is, we initially the haflah said, the same as in the Havim in the Gemara, that there's a chiyuv marusa, he's the ikar. The Yarshin. So too, the Maskana, when it comes to Nesua, he's the Yigot Yarshin. No, 1,000 times no. The Maskana that we're talking about a Nesua, she is the Yigot, because the Chi of the Rice and the Barrier. Here, even the Gemara thought is the Chi of the Barrier, the Gemara thought, but never thought it was the Rice. Oh. It was the Nocha Mashesh, the Dakdek, the Havle, the Hobbit, Masnisit. Why the Gemara, this whole pimple left in the Gimel, quotes this source and that source, another source, to try to abraisa. Quote a Mishnah. Remember, I'm in Beis. Nisis chayev kfurasa. Mash medavka nisis. Avodis arsalo. Kmo inach the chashev hasa. Hey, why do you quote the Mefurish and Mishnah? Why do you quote the braises for? If you mash up the Yossi Shapir, the Hos of Noga Chayav Bikvu Rosa. Veni Yochel Omar, Eini Yoresh Veini Kover. Here the Gemara is working still with an assumption. He can't say Eini Yoresh Veini Kover. So therefore they were not quoting in that. Mishnah would have immediately debunked that possibility. Adkan, the way I understand the Haflah. Good. Rabosai, keep this in mind. Keep it in mind. It's an important Haflah. We'll come back to that Haflah a little bit later on, because he makes reference to what he said himself, Mem Zayin and Beis. We'll come back to it.
Is there an in-between, like in Yavamas, if he was Boiler during the time she was Arusa?
We'll discuss that possibility of Bilas Arusa. Now, most of us plain Jews only learn about the Tanera of Pesach. You know what I'm talking about? No one knows? That is close from Yishalim. Ha'ochel matzah b'erev Pesach is kebo'ol arusasa b'beis chamin. That's how it comes up in a typical Jewish calendar, an erev Pesach. Strange. What it means is he's impatient, right? Wait till tonight, you eat matzah. Wait till you marry her fully, you're going to have beer with her. The guy jumps the gun. That's the comparison to Yishalim. The other comparison is not going into right now. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, based on that Yishalim, I think it's the Oz Ruah says in his parish on the Yotz, the Shabbos HaGadol, they make seven brachas before you get to the matzah. Like seven brachas of a wedding. You count up the brachas. It's Baruch HaGofen, and then there's Kiddush, and then there's Shechiyonu, and then they rattle off matzah, and this, and that, more, whatever they rattle off. I forgot how the seven count in different ways. Just give me as an example. But there is an Isser. It's an Isser b'derabon of b'pshuto. B'daraisa, once there is Kiddush, b'pshuto, the Isser d'araisa, the Rambam, of Poni Abola Pnuya does not no longer apply. It's Pashas b'daraisa, because they are married. After all, they're married. She lives with someone else, just have skila, and at least Misa. So, but at the same time, Isser d'rabon, that's what we say in every wedding. Asher k'dusham b'misosav v'tzivano alo arayos. V'osar lanu es arusos. Pashas means with the Rabbanan. The heat to Lanus and the Suas Lanus. And the Chubu Vigilush, you have to have both. So it's, okay, we'll come back to that. As we will go, we'll come back to it. But before we get that far, I want to show you an Avnei Meluim. Again, we're in Hilchos Kiddusha now. We're not in Hilchos Ksubis. What? I'm not sure where to find this. So I saw for the first time here. Yeah, I got me. I wrote down the wrong sin. This goes back of both sides. See the Gemara first. The Gemara. The Gemara is Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. See how far things go back. When we first started these sugyas, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Says the Gemara as follows. Machlokas Tanakam and Rav Nosson, the last few lines. On Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, because of the Paris, Susa, Kalem, Shevod, and Rabbi Mesa, via the base Bala, Mesa, Lo Zocha Abal, the Dvar Malolam. Shrev Nasan Amru, Zocha Abal, the Dvar Malolam. What's the case? Zoch Rashi, you Mesa, Be'erusin. Be'erusin, Rabbi Mosai. Be'erusin. Be'erusin, that's a pretty early stage. How in the world should we understand the opinion of Balsai of Rabbi Nosson? How do you explain it? The Arison? We just learned that before Shabraisa, there's no Yerusha when it comes to Arison. So how could Rashi suggest that according to Rabbi Nosson, it's been Arison? It sounds like it's very, very strange. How is it possible? Let's see if I can find this. Try this. Yeah. Quotes our Gemara. Simon Nun Gimel, Sivkot and Aleph. Toysis Marvin is Suin of Adam. Hiksha Rashba. Hakaimel and Ishto Arusa in Mesa and Yosha. Ain't Yosha. How can it be? What do they answer? Nich Seitzon is in the Shita. Nich Seitzon Barzel. Shekiblon Abal Vitsuba Vishamon. Vikiblon Al Atzmo. Every word he accounts. Harezocha Abal Bohen Mishas Ksiva. What does that mean? What do the words mean? But there's no Yerusha effect out in the Malum. Mabakam Shekiblon Vishamon Vitsubasa. Im Eino Yorish Larusa. The question still remains. How is it possible to say one opinion in the Gemara, I've also been saying enough, that the husband gets it? Because he doesn't yashin her until Nisuin. What's going on over here? Vanira. Look at that payalif. Nichseitzon barzel gam kein lo nitno ligvos mechayim. What does that mean, Abosa? What are the words of it? What are the words? It's like this.
My easel mind.
Oh, that's it. Hold on. Let's see what this means. Go slow. He's pulling a lot of sources from the sheet of the Kubetzes. We can't read everything. But I'm going to read you this after all the citations and see the bottom line. Umavua, the nechseitzon barzel, lo niten ligobos mechayim, ubeina lechshitinosi liacher, it's like Ksuba Ketsuba. What does that mean? What do the words mean? He says, oh. Look what he says. Shemesa eno magzal yosher klum v'lav mishum yerushas habal. The Arusa Eino Yoresh. Elakema de Zocha Habal Bidvorim Halolu. Mimelo Ein Sorek Lahavzir. De Beina Nkshetinos Eliacher. Vizu Shemesa Bechayov. Eino Chala Loves Man Pirom. Umitzadirusha Loboil of Menichse Malug. Abo Menichse Tzon Barzel. Kevin Shezocha Bohen. Sulo Nitlu Ligobos. Vizeborur.
So it's a lifetime loan.
That's an incredible thing. So Baza Enemichla Yerusha, Lo Igiaz Man Piron, Kosha Mesa Bechayev, Lo Kamina Nishnazaliach. Amazing. The husband gets it. He promises ironclad. Ironclad. $1,000 go back. When?
When he dies.
When either he dies or divorces her. But what happens if she predeceases him? It's his, not the Kerus Yerusha. That explains the Gemara from Zayin and Aleph. Everyone with me so far? A whole new look on things. See, we always assume, until now, Nichseh, she brought this property into the marriage. It's fundamentally hers. They've made two different arrangements, Rebbe. Two different arrangements. Nichseh Malug, it's hers. He gets the dividends, the payers. And the loss of the gain is also hers. After all, it's hers. Nichseh Son Basel is also hers, we assume until now, except what? They made a financial arrangement that the gain and the loss is his, but really the land of pride belongs to her. No, suggests Yavne Meluim. The mere fact that the gain and the loss are his indicates that the property is fundamentally his. I have to give it back. Sure, he has to give it back. He has to give 100, 200 for Ksuba also. Let's see about that. Who? Let's discuss that. That's a Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Since you bring it up, it's a Mefurasha Gemara Masechta Yevamos. Now he quotes it over here in Ksubis, out of the Malum from Ksubis at Peyalef. I don't think this Gemara is found over there. Whatever's found in Ksubis, I always like to show you from Ksubis. But this, I recall, is a Gemara only, that I remember, Masechta Yevamos. And therefore, we have no alternative but to go on the screen and look it up. Okay. This topic is dear to me because many years ago, the you were privileged to learn the Kollel here in our yeshiva. And those years, I was privileged to learn in the Kollel for the last 3 years of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Shlita's Rosh HaKollel before he went in Aliyah. And Rav Aaron had a very strong, how should we say it, hand in running the Kollel that everyone had to say Chaburis. No matter what, advanced, not advanced, everyone had to say Chabur. That's how we understood the concept of Kollel. But now you go into a more advanced level, not just enough to learn, you have to teach. You had an arrangement that everyone was able to teach something to somebody, you know, complicated arrangements. And I also was part of that Kollel, and I ought to say Chaburis. So I just remember the first Chabur, and Rav Aaron walked into my Chabur, I said, whoa. But you know, he got used to it after a while, and he would critique you, which I'm grateful to this very day. I'm always grateful to him. He critiqued me. I got plenty of criticism from him, and it, only constructive, only the best kind, constructive criticism. So I remember the first day we learned Baba Basra, the next day we learned Masechta Beitza, and the third day we learned Masechta Ksubos. I said a chabur about this. When you say a chabur, it's etched in your mind forever. You in those days, every chabur, you'd sit, So this is one of the chaburas that I said. I have my notes somewhere. I don't look at old notes. Probably somewhere. Basically, Gemara Masechta Yevamos, when this comes up, who actually owns Nechzei Tzon Barzo? So the question, what do I have to give back? Can you just give back cash? Or what if she insists on the property back? That should be a litmus test, correct? Let's take a look. Take a look and see what it says. Didn't know what daf it's on. Is my memory that good? Or even the daf? That I wouldn't necessarily trust, but we'll see. This is a long time ago. Let's see if I got it right. Yep, got it right. Shows how you can remember things for many, many years. Watch this. Itma. Hamachneses shuv lebala. She brings in a dowry into the marriage. Lichnit zon barzel. He omeres kele alino telus. Don't give me money. I want the object, whatever the object may be, a table, a chair, a desk, candlesticks, whatever I happen to have brought in. Who omer? Never mind, no sir. No. I promise you $1,000. Here's $1,000. Leave me alone. I keep it. Hadinimi, who wins? This should be really critical, right? Drum roll, the page ends over here. Habuda Omer, turn the page. Turn the page. Hello? Hadinima. Sounds like it's hers, right? Rabami Omer, Hadinima. Watch what happens now. Rabbi Yehuda, my Dinima, just say, Stav Dinima, it's hers. That's what he said. He said, Mishum Shvach Beis Aviyah Didam. It's an heirloom. It's an heirloom. It's not fair. She should lose the heirloom to the husband's family. Rabbi Amiyom, my Dinima, why? Kev de Mamar and Mesu Mesalo, Hosiro Sirulo. It's his gain, it's his loss. Hol the Chayab Achayusam. Right? So Yochlu, so hey shalom. What did they say? It's his back and forth, the whole sukkah sagamah. Bottom line, we happen to pass in Adinimo. That leads many to say, you see, it really belongs to her at the end of the day. Now the Bluma is saying, no, according to the Venerable Shem, it really belongs to him.
You have a Mishnah in Ezun Nesha that the whole problem would be then, this is Ribbis then. If she gets all the Sheva, then it's a. She's getting interest on her loan because they're shuman at the very beginning. He has to get the benefit up and down.
That's a good question. The Rubens question is a good question, but we're not learning those Rubens right now, so we'll leave it for the moment. Okay, for the moment we'll leave it. In any event, Rabosai, this is what it says. Hadinimo, and the Mandamo disagrees only because of Shadow Bay Sevilla, an external consideration. Does everybody agree to this? You get the impression that not everyone agrees to that at all. No. You get the impression there are others who say, no, don't give me this fancy Avdim Alum. Stop with this fancy loveness. Nechzei Tzon Barzel is hers. The same as Nechzei Alum. It's only a financial arrangement. That's all. And interestingly, Even the Rambam seems to be learning that way. The Rambam has in Perek Chof Beis. Let's see how the Rambam phrases this. Rambam is always careful in his phraseology. So Rambam writes, "Kol nechosim sheyesh isha beinichsi etzom baza beinichsi malug habal ochel kol perosem bechayel v'yemesa bechaye bala yoresh bala hakol." It sounds there's no difference. Same with his yoresh nechsi malug in the full sense of the word yoresh, which serves until now. So too, you get an impression from the Rambam that nechsi etzom baza is exactly the same thing. You take a look at both saying Tosfos on Daf Pei Gimel. Look at Daf Pei Gimel. The sugya which we're going to have to come back to again. We spent some time on it already, but it comes up again. Take a look at both saying the last Tosfos Pei Gimel debates. The Kasava Yerusha Zabal the Rabbonim. We already saw the big machlokes. Yerusha Zabal the rice of the Rabbonim. We saw it once before. We'll see it again as we go through these sukkahs. The Imtomar, the Paris, Amai Tano Kaima Chuli Alma, the Echloma, the Paris, Lo Shchichi, Lo Ovdu Rabbonim Chizuk, Kimarina Reish Hapapi, Ava Yerusha Sabal Shchicha, the Nichse Tzon Barzo Shchicha Tvei, Mi Nichse Malub, Da Fili Yisoma Ania, Ein Pokusin, Mechamishim Zuz. That's a Gemara back in Afsam El Zayin. Okay? So what do you get an impression in this Tosfos? That's a regular din of Yerusha Sabal. That Yerusha's Nichsei Tzon Basel is a regular din of Yerusha. Not the Avnei Malum, it's fancy pshat, as we saw from the point from Rishonim. That's mamash nothing to do with Yerusha. More than that, Rabbi Zayin, it's an important Yisod. It's an important Yisod.
Yeah, but the Rambam is avoiding the question. And he doesn't answer the question of Remusin except to point out that he may have gotten it earlier, but she died after the Sum. So he's avoiding the real question.
True, but the Rambam's formulation indicates it's a regular Yerusha. Rabbi Zayin is an important thing to know. Take a look over here, Rabbi Zayin. Daf Nunam and Alf. A thing we've seen before. Let's see it again. It's about 15 narrow lines up. The Usha Etkinu. Remember, we saw a few Usha Etkinu. We already saw by that Stucker and by this and by on the age of six. Haisha Shemachor Benichse Meluk Bechaye Bala Umesa. She sold the property in her husband's lifetime and she predeceases him. Habal Motzi Miyada Lekuchos. The Baal takes it. This makes no sense, this thing. Makes no sense. Why? 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 She sold it, it belonged to her. Zok Rashi, a very, very, very important Rashi. The Shavu Rabbanan Kilo Keach, Uhu Lo Keach Rishon. Unbelievable. Strictly speaking, the husband is no more than an heir. But the rabbis, the Rabbanan, consider him as if he's a purchaser from what time on? From the moment of their marriage. So obviously, he bought it the moment before the marriage, and then she sold it to somebody else, she sold the Brooklyn Bridge. She had already sold it in effect to her husband. This is when it comes to Nichse Malug and the Takonas Usha Rabosai. Takonas Usha applies to Nichse Malug. Impression conveyed, Rabosai, with respect to Nichse Tzon Barzel. Nichse Tzon Barzel, the din was so even before we got around to Takonas Usha. Nichse Malug, it says. Why is it Nichse Malug? Say Nichse Aisha. Why Nichse Malug? Got an impression that before Takonas Usha, Nichse Tzon Barzel Rabosai. Huh? That's the impression you get from the Gemara if you look over just over here in Ksubis, Adaf Nunam and Al. However, Rabosai, this Gemara you see on the side is also found in Baba Kama. In Baba Kama. Take a look at Baba Kama, see what it says there. And everything may turn around on us now. We'll start with Peches, and then we have to move up a little bit. What's he going to say? Takana Susha. Ush is Kinu. Isha Machin Sukhaim Balo. Mesa. Habaz Lakuras. Okay, any more bigger proof? Now let's go to the next half.
Isn't that the Baal of the daughter?
No. The Baal of the husband. The wife sold property which belonged to her. And then she died before him. I would say, who cares if that? She sold what was hers. That's me getting in.
It's like the Lord of Eights, right? Survivorship. If you have them both names and one.
But it wasn't, but it's only, is this for Zulia in her name? This is in her name. We'll get this survivorship later. I have a lot to talk about. Wills, we have a lot to talk about. But not this minute. Can't go ahead too fast. We're going slow.
It's amazing.
Okay, let's go slow. Slow. Watch this. Isaka died of less than Takonis Usha. Amai Yerushena Bala. Tizmin Ksubasa Lagamre. Let it just, sell it. Omer Abaye. If Omer Benichse Malug, Yomer Benichse Tzon Barzel. Pashup Shad the Gemara is that even before Takonis Usha came around, less Takonis Usha, Nichse Tzon Barzel, the husband will be able to collect it at the end of the day. If only at the Avnim Luim. It's mamish good. It belonged to him from the beginning. Go now down the Malum, then you have to, you have to play a little Gemara, a little bit differently. Those Avnei Malum learned this is Pshat, this Gemara, that it belongs to him from the beginning. Others will say no, doesn't belong to him from the beginning. It means that he has a greater control, but doesn't really belong to him. Fine. Now both said we have to turn our attention to the Ran on the stone, the Marav Kamashi. Yud Zayin Amar Aleph or Memches in the new print. What's that? Slowly.
Tobus Anoy is not exactly titled. Tobus Anoy is the right to give it to you.
Correct.
If you have the right to do it.
Correct. We'll talk about that too. Memches Tikna Mazonos. That's Al Gemar Mem Zayin and Beis. Okay? It continues on our page Memtes in the new Gemaras, and the old Gemaras is Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph Tikna. First part is a quotation of the Gemara Rashi. Then there's the Alpha Gavne Katoni Prikona Tachas Peiris, the Mashma Lechora, the Peiris Iker, and therefore what? He'll say, no thanks, I won't take the Peiris, I won't redeem you. No. Lav Dafka. The Vayat Prikona Iker, the Raila Dover. Let me go over some. Mao the tema mechal lo lichlinu anuchi anchinu. Period. The misa the peres ikar hechi teisik adat of the memachi. Elavarei perkona ikar. Perkona ikar. Afagad armina and hafa perkona tapas peres. That usually means second one is the most important, right? Mizonas ikar, he said. Lav dafka. Tochinami noket mizonas tapas masi odeho. Afilochi mizonas ikar. As the Gemara says, "Nun Chesam and Beis, Yichol Yishlama Eini Zonos Eini Also." Umapich, they turn it around. Hepech, Lahach Mas Nisin or Mas Nisa. V'Om Adalchem Atikn Mas Yedeh Takas Mizonos. V'Yifsk Hilchos Akava say that she can say Eini Zonos Eini Also. Look what he says on the Rana Chiddush. V'Chi Hechi the Mapich Rav Huna Loho Hachinami Mafkinan Ho Uperes Takas Perkona Kamar. The Perkona Ikar. Nor in Talmud bothers to say this switcheroo. We have it in one case of Mizonos and Masi Yadayim Rabosai, and therefore the Chiddush over here of the Ran, we should do it on our own, even if it's not found in Shas, with respect to the second case as well. Now, of course, you know there were really three things. If you remember the Gemara, Rabosai, keep one hand here in the Ran, and one hand back in the Gemara, Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we see the coming attractions. The three quid pro quos, if you recall the Gemara Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Not two, but three. How so? Said the Brisa, Tana Rabbana, Tikna Mazono Seh Tachas Mas Yodeh, Ukfurasa Tachas Ksubasa. That's number three, if we had for Pirkon and Peiris. Now, which one is the Iker over here? Which nigger over here? It says kvurasa tachas ksubasa. What's the ikar? We saw a little bit about it earlier today. Let's take a look in the rock. Amil. Afal gabde krukona ikar. Lo yachol lememar eini nifte sveinu senes peyus. Why not? Ikar, it's for her benefit. The neidu la takanta dido atkin. Afilu hachi takona nami ikar lididei vahachi. Why? We saw this lashon already before. Not politically correct. Today shetielo shivcho l'shamsho. I'll have someone to take care of him. We won't translate that word. V'lo domi l'mizonos d'matzia l'meymar ein mizonos v'niyosa. D'osim l'ekup seyda l'baal. He does nothing. Shere omenes l'fonavu m'shamsho. So remember the round holes? And it's only keneged what? Keneged the spinning of the wool. Not keneged, it's only a financial loss. Not keneged the service that she provides. Because it's not only for her benefit to be redeemed, it's for his benefit that he's going to redeem her. Oh, Shema ta'om meshomin lo, mahawilu hachamim etakanasa, shetiknu lo peiris. Yeah, it won't work. Why? Shekol anoshin, shielem peiris, you almost came, thanks but no thanks. I'll keep my peiris, you don't have to redeem me. Ukshalo yielem peiris, the chayiv is a baal of those son. All of a sudden, she's taken captive. Hubby, step to the plate. Where, why wasn't hubby last month? Well, I'm suddenly I'm hubby. Hubby, lovey, dovey. Well, then we didn't give me repairs last month. The lux of Venus had the indica. It's not fair. Elevada ain't shomala. The chen kotz of Rambanza. The chen near das agonim. Period. That'll last. The punchline. Ubikfurasa shetaras subasanami. Ain echad mehem yochol omar. Ain't he rotse or rotsa. Betakonas hachamim. Elakover viyoresh. Neither can back out. Neither he can say thanks for no thanks, nor can she. They're stuck with this takana of Kavur and Yerusha. Neither party can say, I don't want. But the Ran does not explain why. He doesn't explain why. The Chelkos Mechogos explains why. Open up our website to Simon Samach Tes, Sivkot and Tes. Simon Samach Tes, Chelkos Mechogos.
Logically, though, it shouldn't be any difference than Mizonis.
Right, so let's take a look. Take a look in a minute. Look at the Chelkos Mechogos, Simon Samach Tes, Sivkot and Tes. See what he says. Elakova Viorish. The Ran is quoted by the Rambam. Why? Gam kan hatam, the ena kavo hatakona letovas echad mehem, sheyomar efshi betakonas hachamim, el letovas shneem niskanam, ben echad yocholim noa tovas hasheni. It's meant for her benefit, she should have a proper burial. It's meant for his benefit, she should get an inheritance. So neither can say thanks or no thanks. They're both in Shiloh. They'll both agree. Before they get married, they'll both agree. Listen, guys, we'll make our own financial arrangements. I won't bury you. Sounds unromantic. And you won't, and I won't, and I won't inherit in the dunya. Pasha, according to the Chavos Mechov, they both agree. Why not? They both agree. Right? The Tova Shneyan. They both agree. Pasha, it should really work. On a simple level, it should work, according to the Chalkos Mechokas. If they both agree, they both agree. However, I asked you to see, this is on the Maram HaKomis, Shita Mekubet, says Rav Mosai, Mem Zayin and Mebeis, name of the Ramban, take a look. Since I asked you to see the Shita, I mean, it's in the Ramban too, but you have the sheet that we'll call for the sheet. Okay, you gotta find the Rabban for me. Oh, it says Rush, Big Four. Find the Rabban. Here we go. See Rabban? Perkona tachas peris, lav the name of the peri ikar. We just saw this before. The kula suga perkona ikar kadamina mechalo chlinu. Yeah? Watch this. Then it says, Balochel Peris, Alma Perkonika, Mishim Hachilo Kapit. Rabosai, how come in Talmud Babli it never said explicitly the switcheroo? It said it by, I asked this question before. By Mizonis and Masi Adayim, it switched around. The Ron said, yes, the Chua Perkonika Peris. How come it never said so? So let's open the Gemara for a second, the Memzayim base, and see that the Ramban is B'dayit of the Lashon Gemara, that it did say so. We were just asleep at the switch. We didn't notice it. It did say so. Where did it say so? Take a look. Memzayim base. See if it said so. What does it say? What does it say, Rabosai? Look carefully. It says, Lefichach Baal Ochel Peris. Lefichach Baal Ochel Peris. What does that mean? Lefichach Baal Ochel Peris. Alma Perkona Ikar. That word, there, because it is, the husband eats Peris. It's clear that the Ikar is the Redeemer, and Lefichach, therefore, eats Peris. If the Peris is the Ikar, you wouldn't say Lefichach. So therefore, there's no need for the Gemara to spell out explicitly to switch around the order, as it did in the Chesim and Beis, because Lefichach yields that same conclusion. Inami, this Hapcha Sefer, could the Mapach Rafuna, Masya Deh, Tachas Mizonas, the Kamah Bidach Pirkin? Inami, we saw the Ran, you switched that around as well. That switched around Rabosai as well. Fine. Look what he says. Watch. What is he? Is it where the Ran got it from? Islay takanta b'milsa shavikana shivcha l'shamsha. V'tzarchu l'fdosa. L'fichach yochal hu lomar. Ani ochal ani apoda. V'yachas lu ad zimnin lomali v'ramas alayla perukach. Anyway. So therefore, it's this. Lo pirshu shte isha rasho lomar lo tochal peres v'chein. Oh, here. V'chein b'kfurosa. Watch this. Shetachas tzubosa. Why? What's the Ikar? Shayerusha Ikar. Yerusha is Ikar. This is a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush that Yerusha is Ikar? Why is it a Chiddush? It says over here, Rabbi Osai, Tiknu Kfurasa Takas Ksubasa. Right, Ksubasa means Pepshuto, the Yerusha said the Dunya. So that remains. There's no hippoch of this one. Why? The Eino Yochel Levatel, even though Yerusha is Iker, that he should be able to say, thanks, but no thanks, I won't inherit you, and I won't bury you. Look at that Pegimel, Bakosev, where it says explicitly that there's no possibility of being mevatalit for reasons we'll get to later on. The kol shekein he, what's kol shekein he? How can she be okerit? It's not made primarily for her benefit. It's primarily for his benefit. Certainly she can't be okerit. Lefi el akarchach kover v'yoresh. So Ramban is adds a little bit more than we saw in the Ram. Okay? Now, we don't understand, what do you mean? What do you mean that he can't do anything? The Mefurish Gemara, Rabbi Osai, on that Pegimel Amud Aleph. Take a look, Rabbi Osai. Pegimel, keep one hand here, Menzayim and Beis, and one hand, Pegimel Amud Aleph. The Rabban referred to the Gemara in Akosev. There it says, Hayerusha Iker, and the Yochel Levatel. Because the Gemara says here on that Pegimel Amud Aleph, it doesn't work. How can you say? Kosev Lavod Arusa. As Oda Rusa, because he wasn't Zocha yet. But once Rabosai, there's already a marriage, a full marriage of Nisuin, he is already Zocha, and it's too late. He can't just say, I'm giving it up. He already was Zocha in it. Now, if the Gemara is Nifseit Son Baal, and all the Avnim Beluim, it's Gavalk, it's not Zocha, it's his. But if you hold that way, he's Zocha in the Schus of Yerusha, and he can no longer forego it. He can no longer forego it. Only Oda Rusa. Obviously, the minute that he gets it, he's already Zoche in the Yerusha. Okay? That's the Gemara Pei Gimel. Omer Aleph. Who says the same exact lashon when it comes to Paris? Take a look at Tosis over here.
This question, though, is very strong. Amy upper Lavato. I mean, right. It almost makes it a public policy. Somebody has to bury her. What is that?
That's very good. Public policy issues is very good with respect to, for example, Pirkona. Take a look at the Tosis Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Why? Public policy. Hakati Yeshlomai, the fourth line from the bottom. Lomotzi Omer, and in this is why? Shlotitama Lebena Akum. That's public policy. She'll say, don't redeem me. So she'll end up with the whole life of the pirates. So, too, you can argue public policy. She knows the barrier. She's fallen on the community chest. So that's another way to say it. Fine. But that, but the third territosis is Inami. Shani Peros. The Yodo Kiyodo. Vizoka Bugufa Karka. In other words, once he's zocha begufa karka, you can't be mistalek from something which you own already. As opposed to masi adeho, they're not the end. Every day is a new thing. You can mistalek from tomorrow's earnings. But when it comes to the payrus, yodo ki yodo, he has a certain control over the karka that he's now clipping coupons from, he's eating the payrus from, and he can't eliminate it. It's already his. It's too late once the marriage takes place. And where's that expression, yodo ki yodo? Look on the side. It says, l'kamon pei gimel aman aleph. Mefurish gemara. Right? Nesua yodo ki yodo. So it's too late. Too late, Rabosai. So the gemara has it over here in the context, nesua yodo ki yodo. Right? So therefore, the property is his. And you can't just be mistalek from it. Right? Now the Ramban saying the same thing over here. Right? What does he say? Yerusha's Iker and the Yochel Levatel. He quotes our Gemara. Here too, the Yodo Ki Yodo, that the property is already considered to be fundamentally his. And he can't just say, well, I won't Yarshin it. It's too late. This is the pshat and the Ramban and the Daf Mem Zayin, Pipshuto. Okay, that's what it says. Yodo ki yodo, v'zolche begufa karka. That's what we saw over here. So it's too late. Can you just be mistali from it? It's impossible. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. It's interesting. The lashon of the Beis Yaakov is nichtet zon barzel evidence for kolokeach rishon before takanas usha. I said, let's try and think more and pay tests. And I quote, V'techev zocha behem b'shas ha-nisuin k'shemesarosam li'odo u'kvura tachas nipsay tzon barzal hi. And therefore you can't say e'ev shibet ha-kona t'chavim. Too late. Too late. Too late. Too late. Oh. Too late. Now, this is the Ramban's explanation of what's happening over here. The Yam Shel Shlomo, the Marashal, says no. The Iker is the Tovas HaIsha. Tovas HaIsha. Everything is upside down. What's the last thing it said? The last, everything. What does it say? It's the three things. What does it say? Chsur Mechshir. Take the Mazonas Tachas Masi Odeho. That's turned upside down. Pirkona Tachas Peiris. That's turned upside down. Ukvaros Tachas Tsubasa. It's also turned upside down. According to the Marashal. The Iker is the Kvura. Marashal argues with this Ramban. The Iker is the Kvura. Ramban says the Iker is the Yerusha. Okay? So Machlokas the Marashal versus the Ramban. She, therefore, if it's mainly for her, let her be Mavater. No. Loksa Midas Hadin. You know why? Simple. You know when she's going to be Meichel? When the Nichse Tzong Barzel is more than the Yerusha. More than the Kvura. She knows what it costs to bury. So she'll play, that's not fair. That's not fair. That's along the lines of the Ran who said, once she said anything in the zone, she can't back out. Lux and Minister, today yes, tomorrow no. If that's the case, they both should come out. If they both agree, It's just a matter of money, right? They'll both agree. She'll agree, he'll agree. that he won't bury her and she won't give him the Tzom Basel Yerusha. It's all a matter of money, the Pashtus. We're not talking about public policy issue here. We're not afraid of the public chest for whatever reason. So then it has come as the votes. Should in fact work. Perhaps. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. According to the Haflah, he can't say, I won't bury you. So did the rice. What'll happen if she says, but no thanks? Should we have a dindar rice to bury me? I'll manage without it. Not completely clear. So what we'll do, Rabbi Osai, is that we will just learn one more haflah, and then we'll probably take up the rest of the shiur, just about. So let's open to the haflah. I told you we're going to do one more haflah, and we'll turn just to a different daf. This haflah we discussed, if you have a good memory, a long time ago. Whoa. What is this over here? Oh, no. How do I... I have to start all over again? Why do I have to do this? I'll just do it. It's easier than figuring this out. Start all over again. This is the flow we have on the screen now. It's an afternoon gimel. He makes a reference back. He tells you, look what I wrote back on afternoon Zion. Watch.
Where did that flow? Can there be half a mechila?
Half?
Yeah. No, it's a mechila because the mechila of the raisa is only in the middle.
Oh, a little bit. Interesting. Could be. Take a look together. Oh. Look what he says. Kurasa tachas tsubasa, which means the dunya, as Rashi says. What do you mean? Yerusha sabal is daraisa. Yerusha sabal is daraisa. And even if you'll say, Yerusha sabal is the rabbanon, which we saw, it's machlokas al pei dalet. Since one man dama holds Yerusha is daraisa, he should argue on kvurasa tachas ksubasa. Hear it. Kevin the ksubasa is not the general Yerusha. Hainan the dunyasa, as Tosis says in afternoon gimel, shutachas yad habal. Tosis is here in afternoon gimel. Let's open again to afternoon gimel for a second. We started this whole thing. We started with the Gimel. Called Tosis. Okay. But let's just see what he's saying chat over here. He's saying, Kurasa Dagas Dunyasa, excuse me, Kurasa Dagas Tsubasa, Tosis Shani Kore, Hainan the Dunyas Tsubasa. So he throws in the word in the Dunya. Says the haflo like this. Hutachas yad habal. Watch this. Amazing. What's the general rule, Rabbi Osai? Anything which the woman owns, the husband inherits. Correct? Fundamental rule of Yerusha Sabal. But there's a concept which is shared in two areas of Yerusha. One is a pchor, and one is a baal. They are only able to be yoresh what's called b'muchzok, that which the father has in his hand, the firstborn gets a double share. That which the woman, the wife has in her hand, the husband gets the yerusha. And which is called roi. What does roi mean? It's fit. We call it accounts receivable, something along those lines. That's not the precise definition. It's roi to come into the father's hands. No pishnaya for the b'chor. It's roi to come into the wife's hands, no yerusha for the baal. Here's a bit of an irony. This is considered to be roi. Why is it roi? Not that a third party has it. Husband himself has it. But from the perspective of the wife, it's Roy. So he loses out. Isn't it ironically? Ironic. Because I have it in my hand, I lose out. If she had it in her hand, it's be Bukhzak, I get a Birusha. Now that the husband has it in his own hand, it's only Roy by the wife. And then we can't get a Birusha. That's what the Pahfalo is saying, a Chiddush. Read it again. Kave kemilve tachas yad abal, the kaimon and bal yorish beroy kiva mukhzak. The kaimon and the milve have a roy, legabe pchor, right? And pchor and a husband who are then the bal. Those two go together. That's teretz number one. Okay, and shloma. The ksuba di pchov etzlo, have le roy, for the hoya roy lirash kula medaraisa, the shaper have a dalkim itzad atakona, rabosai, meredith. That HaFlo is genius. Why did it say, nogat furos atakas tzubasa? Why did it say, stoma, negad yirushasa? The yorosh nami nefzim alug, what's the shaper? Yirush nefzim alug is doraisa, velo shayach takona kinegdo, meredith. He says, but in parentheses, does he, by the way, person that pays against me, presumably, they seem to hold Nechzim Alug. With that, Gemara goes, Yush Tabal Zerabana, we pass into the rice. This is Terence number one of the Haflaw to explain why it says, Taras Ksubasa Rabosai. Right? And this is not Stam Yush. Od Nira. Dev Shaloma, the Shayak Lashon Kvaros Taras Ksubasa. Mishun. The Minatoru who came. Shuchaya b'kfurasa tachas ksubasa. The kevin shuyorei shosa midoraisa soon called that man yama. Well, we'll see soon. Havale kemeis mitzvah. The Gemara has accepted the avamas peites. Ktana. Lavdafka baal el komisho royal yirash chaya b'kfurasa. No one's going to bury a body left around until they ask one fundamental question. Wait a second. The person left an estate, who will inherit the estate? Let that person worry about it. That's a logical question. No one's going to do it. The amazement story, Abosai. Amazement story. So therefore, since the husband's inheriting the wife, no one else is going to bury him. It's amazement story. Interesting phraseology. It's a Gemara. Why don't you promise pay tests? Oh. Who was that? Nachon, Hodolo Pirish Epechano, Rashi. Where's Epechano? Go back to Mem Zayin and Mebeis, please. Mem Zayin and Mebeis, the first wide line. The Epechano, in this quid pro quo, Rabbi Osai, is a triple header. What's the triple header in the Bryce? A triple header. Sumim Extra, what are they? Mizonas tachas nasi adel, pirkona tachas peris, ukfurasa tachas tsubas. Okay, fine. Frek the Gemara, epochano Rashi, say mizonas tachas peris, ukfurkona tachas nasi adel. What did he leave out? But there's a third player over here, the Yerusha and the Ksuba. That Rashi said, forget it. No epochano on that. Why not? Why not? Why not? The kvura mutal al hayoshim b'chol mokom. Kvura and Yerusha are going to have to go together. There's no chance that it may happen to that. It's against the Tosis. It says Tosis Nachman Beis, Rotei Nepoda. It's not even there. The Epochano. That's against the whole Shtikl Torah. I'll show it to you. Tosis over here, the bottom of Beis and Aleph, discusses the possibility of Epochano on even the Yerush Neksuba against Shitas Rashi, Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Fine. Fine. Miu Nireh, Afagav, the Ika Kfura Sabal, Nafta Milo Yitama Mitzvah, he's a Mispiresh Sota. Yikomakom, as you said, here's what you said, Yaakov. Kfurasa, Lefi Chvodo, Ulechvi Chvodo, Hu Midi Rabbonon. Half and half. Vichy Agav, the Kasav, as I told you an hour ago, by the tikkun mezonos tachas masi adel, and I feel the fichvodo, but the ikum mezonos would be a daraisa. Wow. Second teretz over here in Hafla. Third. Od nira, the yesh lefaresh ksurasa tachas tzubasa. Hainu, the almuah rabbanon lekoach habal, שיש לו זכוס בירושס נכסי צון ברזל משס ניסוין, ואין יכול למכור לו נכסי צון ברזל למטלתם לו שתה כסובוסה בחייה, אף די מצד ירושה, אין יכול לי החמיסה, מכל מקום הרוע רבון, אפילו לכל עד הכל נסושה, אבל בכמה פייטס, וכשסוע, אם רבי בנכסי נלוב, לא נכסי צון ברזל, זה אמרתי רבון, שסמו כלוקח בכסובוסה, ושפיר שייך למיסני תחס כבורוסו. What are we saying? The fact that he yarshins is doraisa. But that he's considered lokeach rishon, that's with the Rabbanon. There's three different answers as to why Rabbon say there's a Yerushas tachas kvurosa. What happened in the Yerusha doraisa? First teretz was it's Roy. Comes to Roy, there's no Yerusha doraisa. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two is a what? Siz Yorish also is like a mace mitzvah. So it goes together. Yerusha Tachas Tzubos, since he gets the Yerusha, she's like a mace mitzvah, and therefore he has to bury her. And teretz number three is no. We say that the fact that this Yerusha is even considered like a lokeach rishon, that's tachas tzubasa. But the Yerusha itself, even the Tzom Basel themselves, is a din d'oraisa. See, it's three interesting teruts, each one more mechudish than the other one. That's what it says. Fascinating. Amazing. In any event, Rabbosai, Pashtus, what would you say? If it's a mitzvah say d'oraisa of lo yitama, could they both agree to undo it? Not so Pashtus. If it's just a monetary obligation, they're going to agree. Askam Hashneim. The mitzvah say d'oraisa, I'm not so sure. It's interesting, you know, to end with this. The Rambam, this Rambam we've seen many times already. Hilchos Ishus. Any Rambams here? What happened? Oh, I can't get another parrot. This is so crazy. Let's go back to the reading. Rambam. Hilchos Ishus. Parrot Yubei, that's our favorite parrot, Yubei, we've been there so many times. Look at how I'm afraid of it. Halacha Gimel. Harbo shezocha v'mitikum v'dibri sof me'lehen, yos mas yodea yashalom, yos mitziyosa shalom, shechel k'ocha peres b'chayav v'chas v'chayav, v'meisa b'chayav yirashena, v'ukodot v'choladam v'yerusha, Ravid, Yerusha is a bal dvar Torah. Machlokas is not paying dalit, whether it's the raisa or whether it is in fact the rabbanon. Okay. Sorry. Right.
He doesn't give any reasons.
Right? Doesn't say anything. We're just going to shot in that chalos. So it's interesting, Rabbi Osai.
So why does he say it's the raisa that they won't resolve the entire problem?
But not everyone agrees to that. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. This Rambam, at the Rambam says, what's Ksubasa mean? Ksubasa means Yerusha, right? The Pshuto. We said until now, let's say it's on Barza. It could mean the entire Yerusha. The Rambam holds, Rabbi Osai, the entire Yerusha is the Rabbanon. Answer that flawed question. All questions are off. Yerusha is told to the Rabbanon. Everything is a Takana. Heaven is a takana. The chiyuv tumah might also be midivrei sofim lo yitama. The kvur is midivrei sofim. Everything is kedasa kedem. Rabbi Osai, tomorrow we'll start the gemara daf pei dalet, which discusses this intricate question, whether which of the vowels daraisa is rabbanan. We'll discuss what we call masna masha kosa b'torah, very important halach which we haven't spent enough time on until now, and then we'll start discussing halacha lamaisa. About Yerusha. What about life insurance policies? All the actual cases. We'll see out of the Shemayim tomorrow, time of year. Thursday schedule? 10:45. You have two Thursdays this week, of us. Tomorrow the first one. 10:45 tomorrow.